This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In doing a Focus and Amplify study of the Book of Jude, I determined the focus was facing the forces opposing Christianity. The first half of the book identifies the forces the church was facing. What is described is true in the world and the church today. How should we overcome the forces opposing us? Verse 20 identifies our responsibilities as Christians to our own lives. Christians should build themselves up in their faith, pray in the Holy Spirit, keep themselves in God's love, and wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring them to eternal life. Then Jude identifies our responsibility to those around us. Christians are to be merciful to doubters, snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy while taking great care not to be sucked into their lifestyle. Jude concludes this letter by declaring God's faithfulness. God is able to keep them from failing and falling, to preserve and present them without fault before His glorious presence with joy. In other words, when we as Christians face the forces opposing us, we need to depend upon God to keep us safe as we seek to fulfill our responsibilities to grow into mature, strong Christians. We also need to depend upon Him when we seek to reach others in need and help them establish a relationship with Jesus Christ. God enables us as we depend upon Him. So even before we see it all completed in our lives, it is appropriate for us to declare, "To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen."